great day's entertainment, actually, in Downing Zone. It's a fabulous venue, as folks will know. But today we had a Sheep Haven Half Triathlon, which is a 1.9k swim around Downing's Bay, 90 kilometres on the bike. After that, taking in Atlantic Drive, Milford, Rathmullen, Knockalla, and then a half marathon around the hills of Downing's itself to get to the finish line. It was a really superb event, and I must say, it's great to get back racing.
And talk to us about the event then. Who was the winners of the event?
Yeah, so we have a men's race and a women's race. In the men's race, we had a visitor, James Graham, who won the race in what can only be described as a fantastic 4 hours and 13 minutes. In second place was Orm McGee from the Mucknow Tri Club in a time of 4 hours and 19 minutes. And then special mention in third place to Aidan Callaghan, who's a club member, in 4 hours and 26. And just in terms of Aidan was actually the founder of this race. As I say, he's a coach in the club as well. And it's a huge achievement to podium in the face of just huge competition and so many visitors as well. So quite an achievement. In the ladies' race, Catherine Sands from Uri Tri won the race in 4 hours 58, followed by Helen Perry from the Tri Limits Club in 5 hours and 1 minute, and Ethna McGorman from the Satanta Club in 5 hours 1 minute and 46 seconds. So tight stuff.
It was a tight event. I'm sure a lot of work went into the event. Are you happy with how it went?
We are, yeah. The event was originally to run during the summer, and we just didn't quite have the space for regulations and what have you. So to get a run at any stage is obviously great, but a huge amount of work has gone in by the likes of Liam Tinney's race director, people like Adrian Wasson as the club safety officer. They worked in a very detailed way with Triathlon Ireland in Dublin to put on a very safe event, which is what obviously people want above anything. For example, there are no spectators in around the race venue itself. Changes like that ordinarily you wouldn't have, certainly they affect the spectator experience of it, but it's important to get it right. But for all of that, the safety plan was executed to a T, and the event itself was a really exciting race, and that's what people really want to see.
Yeah, how many competitors took part in the event?
There were over 120, I think, at last count. And I think a testament to the race and how it's been run previously, they come from far and wide, so we have a regular cohort that come from Northern Ireland, Belfast and places such as that, but also from much further afield. So we have a good contingent from Dublin this year, Limerick, Galway, Cork, notably. The race itself has run for the last 4 or 5 years. And the backdrop is, dare to say, probably the most scenic of any race in Ireland. And it's grown in reputation. Let nobody argue that Atlantic Drive isn't a spectacular place to get on a bicycle. So its standing has stood to it. As we've gotten back on our feet as a club, I suppose, to have that in the armoury to attract people and to get the club active again has been hugely, hugely helpful. And as I say, a testament to the race that was run previously as well.
Yeah, and all set for another event next year?
Absolutely. I mean, the club, the Letterkenny 247 Triathlon Club in Letterkenny, we run 3 or 4 events a year typically. And it's for everybody from tri, for beginners, right up to the more experienced and the elite, dare I say it. But look, like any other club that's out there, we've had to work hard to engage with the local communities to make these things happen. The business community in Downing's have been fantastic, but also the sports community. You might know that it runs through the Downing's GA facility. So we're very lucky like that. The club needs to get more established again next year and build on the momentum, I suppose. But no, very happy. And again, the marshals, I suppose, are the unseen heroes in all this. They're the lifeblood of the club, but also the lifeblood of the event. So my thanks particularly to all those folks.